Turn a pathway of sadness into a gateway for growth. Sadness is often seen as an unwelcome visitor, a shadow that darkens the landscape of our emotions. But sadness can actually also be a teacher. I think it's first important to distinguish sadness from depression. While sadness is a natural emotional response, depression, on the other hand, can be a persistent state that can consume our sense of self and our capacity for joy. I've experienced both sadness and depression. And I think of sadness like walking around the edge of a dark hole. I can peer into its depths, acknowledge its presence, but I keep enough distance to avoid being sucked into its vortex. This metaphor is a reminder that we can observe our feelings without being overtaken by them. This ability to step back and be the observer of my emotions is where cognitive therapies have been invaluable for me. One of the most powerful tools I've learned is what I call turning the vortex into the cortex. Cognitive therapies target the thinking brain, or the cortex, to reshape how we process information. This process may sound complex, but at its core, it's about training the brain to think differently. Through repeated practice, I've learned to disrupt patterns of rumination and challenge the thought loops that can lead to depression or anxiety. And it's all about practice, practice, practice. What we practice grows stronger. Our brain has a remarkable ability to change and adapt through experience and repetitive actions. Every time we engage in constructive thought patterns or mindfulness practices, we can strengthen our neural networks. Over time, these pathways can enable us to respond to challenges with greater resilience. But this requires persistent and consistent practice. And I love talking about the power of mindfulness. When we combine cognitive therapies with mindfulness, we create a powerful synergy. Mindfulness is the practice of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's a skill that helps us step out of the mental chatter and instead connect with the deeper layers of our being. When we resist that urge to assess, judge, or analyze, we can stay present and we can continue being the observer, the silent watcher within us, or we can call it conscious presence. It holds immense power. Mindfulness, it invites us to connect with this power. But for most of us, this doesn't come naturally. We're wired to evaluate, judge, and analyze, assess, judge, evaluate, right? We're human doings instead of human beings. This incessant mental activity can be exhausting. That's why carving out moments of stillness is essential. Even a simple practice like focusing on your breath can anchor you in the present moment. So it's pretty easy to turn a pathway of sadness into a gateway for growth. Through these practices, I've learned that sadness isn't something to be feared or avoided. Instead, it's an opportunity to deepen my understanding of myself. By engaging in mindfulness practices and cognitive therapies, I've discovered how to turn moments of sadness into gateways for growth. And it also prevents me from getting sucked into the vortex of chronic depression. I've dealt with that for a long time as well. I'm happy to say now I'm able to manage my mental illnesses, including addictions, without pharmaceuticals. This journey isn't about eliminating difficult emotions. It's learning to navigate them with awareness and repetitive actions that train our brain to think differently. In doing so, we not only face the world again, but we also face ourselves with compassion. And if you would like some help to build better habits and foster better mental health, I would love to hear from you. Please drop me a line at info@redroofrecovery.com. Let's connect and start your journey together. My name is Tanya McIntyre. I'm a certified CBT practitioner, a mental health professional, and owner-operator of Red Roof Recovery in the beautiful lakeside town of Goderich, Ontario. May the Force be with you, and remember, you are the Force.